Morning, welcome again to Open Bible Podcast, Forward in Hope's Daily Devotional. Today we are coming to the last chapter in this lovely little prophecy of Jonah. And as we have seen, and we'll see it again today, that this book is a very human book. By that I mean that it really shows to us something of the humanity of Jonah, and we can relate to that. We can see his struggles, we can see his emotions. Here is a man who kind of wore his heart on his sleeve, and we are able to really connect with him into those things that he struggled with and the things that were his desires. We can see the progress he makes, and we'll come to the conclusion of that as we read this final chapter. One of the other things that has impressed me as we've read through this little book of Jonah is the emphasis upon prayer throughout the book. We notice chapter 2 was the whole of the chapter, essentially, was a prayer. Chapter 3, we saw the prayer of the people of Nineveh. Indeed, in chapter 1, we saw how that the sailors, the mariners on the ship, they were telling Jonah, you ought to be praying. And here again, in this chapter, we're going to find that prayer plays a very central role in this. And so that's a lovely theme that you can develop on your own in your own time through this book. But let's now turn to the book of Jonah, chapter 4, and we'll read through the chapter again and just make a few comments about it. Jonah chapter 4 and verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, Doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city, and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said unto Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not laboured, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? And there we end the chapter and the book. It's in many ways it's a very abrupt end, isn't it? But in some senses, it leaves us on that sort of cliff edge, and really makes the point even more to us. But we know God will bless that reading to us now. What I want you to see, and what I was just noticing as I was reading through it, is that Jonah has, in many ways, the same response now as he did in chapter 1. That's what he's mentioning in verse number 2 here. He's angry. He's upset. He's displeased at what has happened, and he kind of knew what was going to happen. Why? Because he knew his God. He knew the character of the Lord, and that's clear, isn't it? At the end of verse 2. He speaks about, For thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. We can praise the Lord, can't we, that these are his characteristics. How wonderful that we have a God, that our Creator, the God of the Bible, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who sent his Son into this world. He is a God who is gracious, who is merciful, who is slow to anger, who is of great kindness. This is the one that we can come to know. And truly, Jonah knew his God. And I think Jonah in many ways could kind of see what was going to happen. Here Jonah was given a message to go and preach against this great city of Nineveh, the enemy of Israel. To go and preach against it. To tell them judgment was coming. Now, if Jonah had gone and done that and judgment had fallen, no doubt Jonah would have come back home to Israel, back to his own country, almost as a hero, perhaps. For the people of Israel, the people of the land, they would have been delighted to have seen their great enemy, the Assyrians, defeated and destroyed. But here Jonah understood that God is not a God of vengeance in that sense. Yes, he is a just God, he's a righteous God, and judgment will take its course. There will be a day of judgment. And yet God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. It is the desire of God that all men should be saved. That's New Testament language, of course. But it shows us something of the character of God. And so Jonah knew that this character of the Lord, long-suffering, gracious, kind, merciful. And he's thinking to himself, if I go as a prophet and I preach that judgment is coming, and then judgment doesn't come, I'm going to look like a false prophet, or at least a fool. And I'm going to have to go back home to Israel, to my own people, to my own country. And they're not going to like it. They're not going to like me. And I wonder if there was something in Jonah that he had too much of an interest in what other people thought of him. And is that why in the very beginning he decided, I don't want this assignment, because this assignment that God has given to me is only going to lead to trouble for me. And so he goes to go the other way. Now, we've noticed throughout this book the change that has happened, the change that took place as a result of the experience that Jonah went through. Into the sea, into the belly of the whale, 3 days and three nights, and then raised again. And now Jonah, while he has seen the repentance of Nineveh, he has seen them turn to the Lord, he has seen their contrite hearts. And you would think he ought to be rejoicing over that. No, but he's not. He's exceeding displeased and he's very angry. He's very angry. So that's very similar to chapter 1. But then you come to verse 2. And here we see the difference. Because as Jonah, his response in chapter 1 was to run away from the Lord, now his response, when he's got the very same thoughts, the very same attitude, now his response is to turn to the Lord and to come and tell the Lord how he's feeling. And what he's thinking. And that's lovely, isn't it? And of course, this is because he is now on what we might call resurrection ground. And he is now living with the Spirit and in seeking to be guided by the Spirit, as we were talking about yesterday. And you know, there's that lovely verse in Romans chapter 8 that would remind us that it is the Spirit of God that takes of our groanings and our utterances and brings them into the throne room of heaven. And the Spirit of God is he who connects us to the Father. So when we're praying, we pray to the Father through the Son and in the Spirit. We come through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's on the authority of his name, but it's the Spirit of God that leads us into the presence of God. And you know, what a wonderful thing it is. If we've got the Spirit of God within us, in other words, if we're saved and we've been born again, we should have a desire within us to come in prayer and to speak with our God. And this doesn't need to be a really formal kind of prayer. We don't need to have particular kinds of language or anything like that. No, this is a relationship. And here, I think one of the beautiful things with this chapter, chapter 4, is that the Lord's ear is open to Jonah, even when he's coming with this angry attitude. But he comes to the Lord with that. He brings that to the Lord. And the Lord, in his grace, ministers unto Jonah in a really beautiful way. Ministers unto Jonah to show him that his attitude is wrong. He ought not to be angry about this. And the Lord is going to minister unto him, but that ministry comes via the time, via prayer. And you know, that's often I found this in my own life. We come sometimes to the Lord to pray about certain issues or problems or circumstances, perhaps that are upsetting us, that are causing us anger or anguish, and we want the Lord to change the circumstance. We want the Lord to do something about someone else or something else, and we want that to be changed, the outer circumstance. We want it to be changed. And yet what we find is that as we spend that time in prayer with the Lord, he does a work in our hearts, and it's we who are changed. And that's the great work of sanctification, isn't it? God working in our hearts to change us and to mold us to be more like Christ, that we would then be able to come to the Lord with the kind of expression of the Lord Jesus. Even in our anguish, or even in our doubt or anger, we could then come and say and express that feeling, like the Lord Jesus does in relation to the cross. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But then, very much submitting to the will of God, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there's a great peace that comes from that, to just then submit to the will of God and to recognize that God's ways are perfect. And God is doing things ultimately, for the good of ourselves, for the good of others, and for his glory. And so that's how we come. But I think it's lovely, because maybe there are those who think to themselves, well, you know, I'm feeling really angry about something. Can I really talk to the Lord in my anger? Well, yes, absolutely. You can talk to the Lord in your anger. The Lord, our God, is a big enough God to listen to us even when we're angry. Now, that doesn't excuse our anger, of course. You know, but the Lord will then minister to us in that. And I think Jonah does learn the lesson, doesn't it? I mean, this is the book that he has written. And he has put down here in chapter 4 all of his flaws. He has opened them up for everyone to see and to know. And that takes a lot of guts, we might say, to be able to be open and honest about your failings. You know, I don't know whether we'll have this kind of discussion in heaven, but perhaps you'd meet Jonah. And I wonder, you know, maybe the first thought would be, oh, Jonah, you're the guy that got thrown into the sea and swallowed by the whale. But I wonder if then another thought would come, oh, why were you so angry? Why were you so angry, Jonah, at what God was doing? Saving the people of Nineveh. Well, you know, it was a flaw of his character. But he's learnt the lesson. And now the Spirit of God takes him up at a later point and moves him to write this book of Jonah, the prophecy of Jonah, and in it to just set out openly and honestly what happened. And his own failings are there. That's why I said it's a very human book. His own feelings are there. We can all relate to it with our emotions. And yet let us learn this lesson, that no matter how we are feeling, Maybe we're doubting. Maybe we're angry. Maybe we're upset. Maybe we're anxious and worried. Maybe we're just really down and depressed and sad. I think there's a little part of this you can see in Jonah here, a little bit of depression in Jonah. You know, just take my life, Lord. It's not worth me. Just take my life. And maybe there are people who feel like that. Just bring it to the Lord. However you're feeling, bring it to the Lord and let the Lord minister unto you. How lovely the way the Lord just ministers unto Jonah here at the end of the chapter with this gourd and the worm and so on, to teach Jonah a lesson that Jonah may reflect. And you know, there's so much there that we can take away for us. And I trust that as we have just considered these things together, that it might be a blessing to us. So thanks for listening again. I hope you've enjoyed this little book of Jonah as we've gone through it. I certainly have. And I trust God will bless your day. Thank you.